And once again, welcome back to the Power Hour, Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. My name is Dave Krieger, for those of you just dialing in. And if you are dialing in and you're hearing the sound of my voice now with the date November 17th, 2021, we are live. 844-769-2944 is our telephone number, which basically it allows you to call in and talk to us here on the radio show. You can also, for those of you who missed, or if you're on archive and you missed the broadcast, you can go back and hear past segments of the Power Hour. And you can hear about the great products and issues of the day that we talk about. And there are certain products on the Power Mall that from time to time we bring guests on to discuss. One of them is James McCanny, who runs JMCC Water Filters. And these filters are available on the Power Mall. And they even have a 10% discount on the Power Mall for those of you who call in. I'm quite fascinated by anything, especially if you live in Flint, Michigan. You know, God forbid, James knows all about that. But if you, if you're into clean drinking water, whether it's coming from a well or from the city tap, this may be a program you want to listen to as to the scientific explanations of what makes these things tick. Right, James?
That's right. There's a lot of science behind these, a lot of decades of experience going into this product.
Well, so the thing is, we all like drinking clean water. They've all these people, they come to your house and they go, yeah, we want to make an appointment. We want to come there and we want to show you this stuff and want to sell you this reverse osmosis system or, you know, something that only does half the job, or you need soft water. Soft water is not the same thing as clean water. And, can you take that one step further as far as the junk that you get out of these things?
Absolutely. There are some water softener companies that are trying to get into this business, and they're trying to modify their water softener products to be a whole house water filter, but they're not. A water softener is a tank, usually fiberglass, with a very small top. It has a resin in it that removes maybe one or two things. And typically, those are like minerals which are not harmful. They're not toxins. And what I'm selling is the MR5 whole house water filter. It's a broad spectrum water filtration system. There are five big 20-inch long filter elements in there. They're all the same, but that gives you the flow rate. And the design of the filter element, first of all, the container is stainless steel, 10 lifetimes worth of use out of the container. But the filter elements, the heart of the product, the first thing is a 0.1 micron mesh screen that filters out any particulate matter down to 0.1 microns, which is really small. We're getting down to bacteria size. But then the medium in the middle was designed, and here's what we did. We took all of the toxins, heavy metals, volatile organic chemicals, glyphosate, agricultural runoff, arsenic that is naturally occurring in groundwater, PFAS chemicals, all of the things that you don't want coming into your house in your water. We target those in the filter and then remove them up to a high percentage. And this is at the point of entry, so it filters the water before it splits out to hot and cold water. So all of the water in your house, hot and cold water, are filtered. And I should also add that what we found out is the biggest toxic input of into your body is in the daily shower, because it's going directly into your skin, that warm water. Your skin is the biggest absorbing organ on your body, and much bigger than your stomach, by the way, and also breathing in that vapor, and that goes directly into your bloodstream and directly into your cells. And the key issue is accumulation. You're accumulating this daily and daily and daily, and over the years and decades, people start getting sick because of the water, because this is constantly building up and your system does not get rid of it.
Okay. So the thing is with the water softeners, since we're alluding to that, when you hook one of these multi-round high-flow filters into your system and you integrate it into the whole house system. This does not produce soft water. It just produces clean water. Do you, and have people said, I guess I need to put a water softener in if I want soft water. You recommend that? Or, I mean, what's the advantages of having a water softener other than the fact that it puts salt in the water? Is that right?
Right, exactly. There's different systems for water softeners, and some of them claim that they don't add any salt in a salt exchange process. But a water softener removes the minerals. The MR5, we do not target minerals because they're not toxins. We only remove things that are toxic and bad for your health. But the minerals, if you have a mineral issue with your water, then you would want a water softener first, then the MR5, and then the MR5 also comes with an optional ultraviolet final filter, which if any bacteria or viruses get through the filter itself, then they're killed in this 3-foot-long ultraviolet stainless steel tube. It has an ultraviolet light in the middle, and that's an optional add-on. We find that most people actually get that also with the MR5. And okay. So for under $2,500, you have water filtration in your house, hot and cold water, and the confidence that you can now fill your water bottle at home. I tell people that are runners and that take bottled water, that you can pay for your MR5 in probably within a year by putting it in and then not having to buy that bottled water.
Yeah, amazing that a long time ago, who would have thought that we'd be paying that kind of money for people that are bottling water? I mean, that's just, it's nutty just to even think about that. But, you know, like I say, way back when, and I was peddling coffee in a coffee shop and people were complaining because they were paying a dollar for a cup of coffee. And now look, the craziness of it all, right?
Right. Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. You're more for water than gasoline. Imagine.
No doubt. Well, so the filter, if we put this filter, the water softener comes first, because basically a lot of people, what they're afraid of is they want to use a water softener because they want to make sure it doesn't wreck all their pipes, because their pipes basically are now PVC, and they want to make sure that the water running through these pipes is clean. And the thing is that now as far as PVC goes, it's carrying pipes, and in certain instances, I know you're probably familiar with recreational vehicles. They basically, when they connect to a water source, they have to use an actual line that is basically drinking water sensitive. You don't need any kind of stuff like that with these units, do you?
No. You just use it hooks into the regular system in your house. If you have a pre-existing house, they have fittings. The MR5 has 1.5-inch fittings. So these can go into a commercial operation, like say a beer, what would you call it? Like an heirloom beer production shop or something commercial. But then you just put adapters on there. If you have a 1-inch or 3/4-inch piping in your house where the water comes in, you just put in an adapter and hook it in, and then, you're good to go.
Sure. Now, the situation with the filter, the ultraviolet bacteria filter that you were talking about earlier, this basically does 12 gallons a minute, runs at 55 watts, and basically, where does this hook up to? Is it hook up into two holes in the front of the filter I'm looking at on the page right here?
Well, what happens is you have a connector pipe between the MR5 or tubing, whatever you're using, plastic or copper, whatever. And then there's a short run over to the ultraviolet filter. The ultraviolet filter can be horizontal or vertical. But basically in the plumbing, you have shutoff valves, so you can isolate both the UV filter and the MR5 so that you can bypass them when you're servicing them and installing them, and then you shut off the main valve and then open up the valves for the water to flow through the filter units. And so this is all done. We have instructions on how to install these. We recommend that a plumber, professional, local certified plumber, licensed plumber install these, because there's a lot of local codes a lot of times regarding pressure release valves or what have you. And a professional plumber will know that. It's typically about a 3 to 4 hour job to install and get these up and running.
Sure. Unless you're doing a new install, then it's just all part of the game plan. But now, as far as these, most people who would order a whole house water system usually would be on like well water or like in a bad area like Flint, Michigan, where there's a lot of lead.
But what we found out, Dave, is that the water is horrific every place. And here's the thing. If you call up your local municipal water supply, the company or the city, they will tell you the following in a sing-song nursery rhyme form. We comply with all federal standards. Now, what does that mean? Federal standards have not been updated in over 20 years. And so you're dealing with all kinds of chemicals that have now people are realizing that they are there. But there are websites that are available, and I have a database. It's a government database where they've tested all of the water in the country, all of the different municipal water systems. And what you'll find is you typically have 10 to 12 toxins that are in your water that they don't report, that they don't have to report on. And so what I found is that literally almost every place now, especially with PFAS chemicals, which are horrifically toxic, and they are parts per trillion, they are in almost every city water supply in the country.
Wow. And so the circumstances are is that people just need to be paying attention. And I know that on the Power Mall, which we featured these products, you have the pour over filters as well for those that don't want to spend that kind of money, on a whole house system, which I like the idea of it because then I know you're getting clean water no matter what you do in the house. But, as far as the pour over, filters, how do these work compared to the big ones?
To the pour over, I didn't catch that.
No, we're talking about the pour over water filters that we have. Cause I noticed that in your shop on your website, that you have some, you know, on the counter kind of pour over filters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Sure. We have the sink filter, which is a beautiful stainless steel fixture. It goes on the sink. It has a big high flow spout that comes up, and it swings around 360 degrees so you can have filtered water on your countertop or over the sink. And that retails for like $229, and it, you can buy extra filter elements, of course. And then one of our biggest sellers actually is the replacement filter elements for gravity filters. And this is something that historically people go to my website for those replacement filters. If you have any make or model of gravity filters that you purchased in the last 20 or 25 years, they all have the same hole size. And the new JMCC HI filter elements will fit any of those, stainless steel or some are even plastic. And so the replacement filter elements for gravity filters, one of our big selling products.
No doubt. Well, and I'm looking here at the front of the Power Mall, and boy, they have done a number. Have you seen it? They have your whole house and your stainless tap water purifier sitting on the front page right now with the discount code POWER, 10% off of any of these products here that we're featuring on the Power Mall. And, of course, these are NSF ANSI 61 certified, folks. So, you know, we're serious about the idea of your health. And I understand that with everything you do regarding your health, it comes with a price. If you were going to go out and buy bottled water, and I'm not totally sold on bottled water, we are looking for a finite way to permanently stop buying bottled water. The problem is that people with wells have to have some way to pump that water out. And I'm always concerned about the electric grid and the ability to do this, which is one of the reasons why, you know, some of us have pour over water filters. And so right now they're basically taking tap water and pouring it through one of these pour over units. And the thing is that this, basically the stainless 304, I believe it is, does not use electricity. And so this would be a great way if you can, figure out a way to get water out of the well pump, that this is a way to purify it. Otherwise, you know, some people I know are astute enough to resource and find the actual hand pumps from way back when you could drill a well 75 feet down, stick one of these old handles. Remember those pump handle well pumps?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've used them a lot. I've used a lot of those, you bet.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things. I mean, we're taking you back a ways because I remember those from when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s as a kid. They used to have those at the campgrounds, so we used to go pump them. We thought the water was clean back then. Boy, if we only knew. But the bottled water scenario here, this is one way, I guess, to alleviate getting hooked on bottled water. And study the resources here and study what the difference is between the whole house, what it does as far as your laundry. You know, certain chemicals that are coming through the system right now will affect your clothes, the way they're washed. Not having some sort of a protective system causes the pipes in your house to deteriorate. Am I saying anything wrong here, James? Am I right on with this?
No, you're right on. Yeah, absolutely. People don't realize that when they dry their clothes and all that lint is there, that's because of the chlorine in the water. It's breaking your clothes down. They're coming apart before your very eyes. And so getting that chlorine out before the laundry is important.
So if you have a chlorinated system or even though like what you were saying before, James, I mean, you call the water company up and you say, hey, what can you tell me about your water? Do you have a test results or something? They send you this stuff. And it seems like there are some jurisdictions that the water, the rate of toxins in the water supply far exceeds what the EPA says they can exceed. And this certainly is a solution to that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many aspects to this, but the point that I want to make, if there's people who are a little bit on the doubting side or whatever, is that the term is accumulate. Your body is accumulating a little bit by a little bit every day. And I use the example, if you had a backpack and I said, I'm going to put an ounce of weight in that backpack every day, once a day, I'm going to drop an ounce in there. No, that's okay. I can handle that. Okay, so then after 16 days, you have a pound. After a month, you've got 2 pounds. After a year, you've got 24 pounds. After 5 years, you're talking 100 pounds. You know, and so you're starting to accumulate. By the time you have 10 or 20 years, you've got 500 pounds of weight in that pack, and you're carrying it around. And that's what happens in your cells. It's a little, a little, a little. Adds up to be a lot. And then 20 years later, you start getting sick. You don't feel good. It's that accumulated toxin in your system is toxic overload. And I deal with doctors all the time who are dealing with patients, and what they realize when they measure their lead or their other toxins, could be any toxin that's locally in the water, they're realizing that these build up over time. And now even little kids are showing up with this.
No doubt. All right. So folks, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, if you go to thepowerhour.com, or you may already be on the site because you're listening to us live, you can click on the Power Mall and you'll see the big ads right there on the front page with the code POWER, and that will get you 10% off your order on James McCanney's water filters. You got to love that. And this is for our Power our listeners. James, we appreciate your time and explanation, at least on the scientific aspect, and enlightening people as to how these things work, what they do, why they're useful, why we need them, which is most important. And you can even get one of these sink filtration units just by going to the Power Mall and getting a 10% discount just by using the promotion code POWER on the promotion code at checkout. All right. Sounds good. James McCanney, thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Mall, and we're going to have your Power Hour. We're going to have you back on again very soon. And once again, we have the 10% off all of those products you see advertised here, in addition to the Good Health Naturally products that we also sell. And, of course, now, for those of you who were listening to our broadcast yesterday, we discussed a ton of stuff with Robert Redfern, and he was talking all about the various products that he has And this, the 10% off the Power Mall of all of the products we talked about there, OxyLift, Paratrex, all of that good stuff, the 14 items that we talked about yesterday are on the Power Mall and they're 10% off. You gotta love that. It's a flash sale and we're doing it just because we love you and we appreciate your listening to the show. And so, you know, we're rewarding you for being loyal and faithful listeners, by coming to the Power Mall. And you can do that right off the website. It's very easy to do. If you go to thepowerhour.com, you'll see the link. Just click on that and get started. And we appreciate your patronage. That's what keeps us going and keeps that news coming. So we have, not too much in the way of news that, you know, we haven't covered. There are some minor news notes, which I think probably are of mention. Florida's social media bill. Do you remember Governor DeSantis said, hey, you know what we need to do? We don't like the fact that our editorial freedom is being stripped by these large social media platforms. The law requires them to display any and all posts registered by political candidates and journalistic enterprises, even if such posts violate the platform's rules of conduct. The law also allows platforms to be sued under a claim they have not treated posts consistently, exposing them to liability of up to $100,000 a post. Well, NetChoice, a trade association of online businesses, what did they do? File the First Amendment suit in federal court against Florida, arguing the law infringes on private platforms' right to exercise editorial discretion over the content they host. You see, here's the problem, folks. When they do stuff like that, you have an issue over free speech, because if you put something on there and you post something on your Facebook page or whatever the case may be that you believe is factual and it's not misinformation and it's backed up by science, well, then I have a problem with that. And I think they're going to have a little bit of a fight in court, whether they win or not. So we'll be back to take your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, we're back with our final segment here on Wednesday, November 17, 2021. Hump day for many of you. 12:33 p.m. That means you're listening to me live. Dave Krieger with you on the microphone. And, of course, the number 844-769-2944, you guys have been pretty quiet today, I'll tell you. We've had some interesting guests on and some interesting topic information here. We don't, like I say, give legal advice, nor do we give financial advice on the show. Moral advice, yeah, we have a lot of that, as if most people, it's just like I was making the argument earlier about practicing law, you know, because they, all these states, these bar associations have practicing law without a license. Well, wait a minute. Isn't teaching your kid right from wrong practicing law? Last time I checked, I thought it was. You're teaching him right from wrong, so he's not going to go out and commit crimes. More parents, I think parents from back in the 50s and 60s, you know, figured that out a long time ago, right? RFK Jr., in other news that we've been unearthing here, he is claiming that the shot, we have to stop using that word vaccine because it's really not. It's emergency use authorization jabs. It has junk in it. We don't even know. And RFK Jr., of course, did a session with Tucker Carlson on his Tucker Carlson Today program. And basically, he has drawn sharp rebuke, of course, from the narrative pontificating left that their vaccines are deadlier than all vaccines combined over the past 30 years. This is what RFK is saying. They're saying, oh, no, you can't say stuff like that. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., well, I mean, his whole family has been traditionally Democrat, and he basically, he's an attorney, and he's coming out on behalf of the Children's Health Defense Network. I mean, come on. In a segment of Fox Nation, this program has just recently aired. He cited data from the CDC's VAERS system saying that there have been 17,000 deaths reported to VAERS from the COVID vaccine. And so when you start looking at the data, he says, and that's more in the last 8 months than all vaccines, the billions and billions of them, combined over the last 30 years, 17,000 deaths. The shot appears to be killing more people than all of the vaccines previously given combined. Health and Human Services, of course, points out that VAERS report is not a documentation that a link has been established between a vaccine and an adverse event. You see how they try to deflect? They don't want you to know the truth. we're saying that those numbers are probably more like 200,000, not 17. But, you know, if you haven't been looking at the Medicare data, then you don't get those bigger numbers. But the thing is, and my point I alluded to earlier, was the 53 people that died of the flu shot caused the CDC and the FDA to pull the existing flu shot. And now here we have this drug that's been pushed on everybody with emergency use authorization from three different drug companies that are making billions. They're shareholders. I mean, you know, people, and I'm not giving financial advice again, but can you imagine how much money people are making by investing in these drug companies right now, moving all their stock over there because they say, no, you're going to need boosters now. And all of a sudden their stock takes a hike and you just made a bunch of money. I mean, that's not insider trading because they're coming out literally and they're telling you this is what's going to happen and our stock's going to go up. Well, what do you think most shareholders would do or people that are investing in the stock market? Of course, they're going to plunk their money into something where they know the stock's going to go up. It would be stupid not to. But the problem is the narrative. The problem is what is their real intention here? If these vaccines are legal or lethal, what they're calling lethal, you know, what we call them, the jab here. But if they're lethal, why would you be getting one? Do you want to play Russian roulette with your life? Gotta love this. The narratives just keep changing, further confusing everyone. This is not a good thing either. If you have something to say about the narrative, 844-769-2944 is our telephone number. You can chime right in right now. Lines are open. The Mexico president has issued a veiled threat to Republican congressmen who oppose an immigration deal to grant citizenship to 11 million migrants who illegally entered the U.S. 11 million migrants. And so the Republicans don't want a deal to grant citizenship because these people then would be deported. Where are they going to be deported from? Likely where they came from. Mexico doesn't want to have to deal with that, which obviously generated the statement. Politicians who oppose the forthcoming plan are going to be singled out and denounced during daily press briefings. All right, so let the smear campaigns begin. You see, this is what happens when you open the borders and just let every Tom, Dick, and Harry or Jose come through. And they're coming through from more than just the countries in South America or Central America. They're coming from more than that. They're coming from overseas. It's amazing how when you give them an inch, they take a mile, right? The old saying. Well, this is what Republican congressmen now have now started to generate blowback from the left and now from other countries. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, is a Republican, touted his legislation that would protect parental rights and parents' abilities to attend school board meetings as radical subjects like critical race theory are being introduced into the curriculum. They have been, and most parents during the lockdown had a chance to glance at their child's laptop and saw a lot of this garbage, which some of them just said, nuts to this. Missouri is one of those schools like Texas that advocates homeschool. Oh, did I get some of the class participants to perk up there? I'm still waiting for homeschoolers to call the program, 844-769-2944, and tell us what good things you're learning, because obviously if you're being homeschooled, you're not learning critical race theory. You are learning things that are a little bit more godly, and you're not learning about transgenderism and why it's so important to go out and have a sex change so later you can become depressed and kill yourself, like so many of these victims of SRS have found themselves in that dilemma, and they've taken themselves out because they've realized, oh, my God, I made a big mistake. I can't live with myself. I'm unhappy with the way I am. I'm depressed, and therefore I think I'll just end it all. You'd be surprised when you do your research at the numbers of people that are being influenced to do these things and then come to realize, oops, I think I made a big mistake, and it can't be reversed. Well, maybe. Good luck with that. Those of you home builders out there or folks that are looking at getting a new home built, well, guess what? New home construction has slowed down and it's falling short of expectations amid shortages and Bidenflation, a new term, Bidenflation. According to Breitbart, home builders started construction on fewer new homes in October, defying expectations that rising real estate prices would amp up construction. Wrong. Don't know what the economists were thinking. Housing starts fell to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 1.52 million last month. That would seem like a lot of houses, but you have to understand with the supply shortage and the way things are with getting lumber, and supposedly lumber prices are coming down a little bit, but I don't think that you're going to see these general contractors and real estate subdivision developers backing off of the current prices because, hey, this is the time to rake in profits when people are desperate, right? Sometimes I know one guy was told, wait, don't buy yet, don't buy yet. Okay, buy now, and save $60,000 on the price of his house. People apparently, they become so desperate, you don't want to go out, and this is something that I have found to be true, based on my research of real estate, that it is cheaper to build a new house than it is to buy an existing home right now. Why? Because the existing home is actually ready to move into. Or you only have to wait a few days for the family to move out because they're moving up. They're moving into or downsizing, one of the two. They're moving into a new place of residence. And so therefore, their house becomes your house. And so I don't have to wait for construction. I don't have to wait a year to move into my house. I don't have to live in a rental and throw money away on rent. No, that's what the investors like BlackRock and people like that that are funding and putting all their money into China these days. That's what they would like for you to do is move into one of their rentals. So you have a comment about that. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Gateway Pundit is reporting that there is a political witch hunt. One of the protesters, the one wearing the horns, you know, got 41 months. January 6th protesters, some of them carried out of the D.C. jails on stretchers because of somebody's crazy notion that we can flood the system with CS gas or whatever this gas is that they use to deter people from acting nutty in their jail cell, seeped in and got to everybody else. This is only part of the atrocities being committed against these folks. There is a Minnesota woman who is fighting for the freedom of her husband and her three sons. Rosemary Westbury described the nightmare to Gateway Pundit, stating her family has been enduring awful conditions after traveling to D.C. to stand up for what they believed in. Her husband, Robert, 62, and their sons, Isaac and Jonah, 19 and 26, respectively, and Aaron James, 35, were all arrested in no-knock raids. She was also, Rosemary was, in D.C. that day, but she did not enter the building and therefore was not charged. And so the thing is, she says she felt the call of God to bring us there. When we went there, it wasn't for any purpose but to stand up for what's right, what's good, what's holy, what's true. That's why we were there, according to what she told the Gateway Pundit. We were there to stand against what we still believe was a debacle in November 2020. You see, there are still people out there that are hanging on to this notion that the election was stolen. And I'm not talking about just a handful of people here. I'm talking about over 80 million that think that they became disenfranchised when our voting system was allegedly tampered with. And there have been lawsuits filed over it. And the courts are basically repelling these lawsuits, claiming that you don't have a shred of evidence. Well, you know, when they don't let you have discovery, how are you going to find that out? A lot of these declaratory relief suits, because that's what declaratory actions are, is basically fishing expeditions. They won't even let those get to first base. They don't want that stuff coming out. So you got to wonder, you know, what is to become of all these people that are sitting there rotting in D.C. jails and why they are being denied. I thought that we were denied a right to a speedy trial. I don't see any speedy trial. Do you? I see constitutional issues abound in what's going on here. 844-769-2944 is the the number to call if you want to weigh in on that. So understand when we are talking about the jab that right now the big news is the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals is going to actually have the final say so. And it probably will be debated all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. The Supreme Court of the United States generally does not like reversing Court of Appeals, especially when they're on the right track. And the problem is if there is a constitutional violation, and I am a constitutionalist being a libertarian of sorts, and I, by the way, did join Sheriff Richard Mack's organization yesterday as soon as we got off the show. So I want to let you know that I'm endorsing him unofficially. I'm a spokesman for the Power Hour. I am the talk show host, but anything I say does not reflect the attitudes of those in the Power Hour, even though my great producers out there get me these guests like Sheriff Richard Mack, who I have a lot of respect for, given the fact that he's been out there educating sheriffs as to how to behave, how to be a sheriff. That's important. You know, I didn't realize exactly how much authority a sheriff actually has in a county. He can actually deputize all law-abiding citizens to do the right thing and make them either deputies or part of a posse or any other number of status things. You know, we do need emergency first responders that can go anywhere and do anything that are authorized by the sheriff to do so. I mean, it's amazing. The sheriff is the chief executive of the county. He is there to enforce the law. A lot of sheriffs have, you know, I know from personal experience, have gotten away from that. But that's just one thing to take into consideration as we move closer and closer to the dark side of liberalism, because they keep shoving it down our throat. Thank God for the fact that we have circuits in the federal level that have turned around and says, hey, wait a minute. Here, we got a problem with this vaccine, and there's a constitutional issue in play here, and we think that OSHA may be overreaching as part of their mandate to enforce employers with 100 or more employees to have them all vaccinated by January 4th. And so now, because of a lottery, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals gets to rule on the constitutionality of this mandate. This was, of course, promulgated at the behest of President You-Know-Who, the guy in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a two-year-old. You know, I would love it just to be able to have discovery on that one. Yeah, let's go have him checked out by his doctors and let's just see exactly, hook him up to an EEG and have him looked at, have his brain looked at to see if it's deteriorating. Let's have a few MRIs done, a couple of PET scans. Let's see what's really going on up there, what's ticking or not. And if you're worried about the fact that if he were removed under the 25th Amendment, that they could not also remove the rest of his cabinet, Congress certainly could do that in 2022. Don't think they can't, because they can. They have the power to do it. So that means that those of you out there that want to see the tide shift better get busy contacting and putting people in office that will do the will of the people instead of their own will, which it appears this is exactly what they're doing. And you got all these Congress people and senators now saying, you know what, I don't think I'm going to run next term. But I still get my benefits. I still get my pension. I still get all those medical perks that you all don't get because we're better than you are. Then that just kind of incense you just a little bit. Wow. You know, look what this government has become. Certainly not our mentor. If you're talking about leadership by example, this is a really bad example for people to follow. I don't get it. A lot of you may, and if you have something to say, you can chime in 844-769-2944. And we also want to let you know that for those of you who like the Good Health Naturally products, there are 14 of them on the Power Mall. You get 10% off any one of them if you just go in and shop the Power Mall. This is what keeps us on the air and giving you a voice, assumedly a voice of reason, to call up the show and talk to us. So those things that you heard Robert Redfern talk about, like OxyLift and Paratrex, well, you get 10% off those products. We're having a flash sale on the Power Mall. Just if you're listening to us on thepowerhour.com, just click on the Power Mall link, go there, and have fun looking around, looking at the hundreds of products we have there. This is what keeps us ticking. We're still waiting on word. The jury still has the Rittenhouse case, and we haven't seen any updates yet. The mainstream media would be, of course, the first to report whether or not Kenosha, Wisconsin is going to explode into total pandemonium. I find it interesting that the liberals are asking employers to give blacks a couple of days off so they can recuperate from the ruling. I mean, seriously? My mind was in shock the first time I read that, because it's like, okay, why would you give a certain class of society the day off? I mean, that in of itself, to me, separates the classes. To me, that's unconstitutional. It's against the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution, which promotes equal protection of the law. And when you start discriminating against one class of individuals and saying, oh, yeah, all black people should be allowed to go loot stores because, hey, Gucci purse, that's reparations. Really? These people are U.S. citizens, unlike the ones that Joe Biden wants to give $450,000 apiece to, which are not U.S. citizens. And then he wants to hit you with higher taxes, which the middle class and the poor are going to be hit with this stuff. Folks, it's really funny when you run into situations like this and you actually have to use your brain power to discern whether or not you are going down the right path and you're doing the right things. As Sheriff Mack discussed on the show yesterday, which I want to reiterate, if you'll allow me to indulge on the subject, community is vitally important. The area where you live, you may not be able to control those brain-deprived leftist liberals in Washington who are thinking with their emotions, and they have been led to believe that the world is going to end in 8 to 10 years if we don't do something to stop climate change and reduce the population. I am not speaking pure folly here, because there are plenty of people out there connected to the World Economic Forum that have that belief system. They think we need to eliminate, and people will say, oh yeah, the Georgia Guidestone says we can only have 500 million people in America. Yeah, they got put there in the 80s, and I mean, you just go look, you know, they're there. The Georgia Guidestones, great, okay, 500 million people. Yeah, what are we going to do? You can't just go out and kill everybody with a vaccine. Because, see, once people wake up and they realize that this vaccine is actually the thing that's killing people and what they're trying to do, because a lot of America hasn't woken up to that yet. They're all still running scared. A lot of us, well, we've already come to that conclusion. We already understand what's going on in our minds right now, is that, hey, there is something nefarious here. Why are they still giving these jabs when these tens of thousands of people are dying from them? Well, because the blowback is, no, they didn't die from the vaccine. They died from some pre-existing condition, some comorbidity factor. Well, how do we know they didn't die from the vaccine? Well, let's look at the length of time between the time they got the jab and the time they died. Wouldn't that be just a little bit of an indicator to you? And when they actually got the jab, did they have an adverse event? And why haven't we seen Gavin Newsom out in the public lately? He got his booster, right? Where is he? I haven't seen him. I haven't seen any recent pictures of Gavin Newsom, whether or not the whole side of his face is swollen up or not. If somebody has one, you know, please, contact the Power Hour and send us a copy of it so we can see his photo with his face swollen up. If that indeed that is the case, we don't know yet. They are hiding a lot of things from us, the truth being the key one. And so those of you who are in communities that have a tendency to espouse the type of information you hear on this program, you may want to get to know your sheriff in a most minute and succinct way to find out exactly what's going on in his brain, find out whether or not he supports Sheriff Richard Mack's platform and agendas, because we need to start taking our counties back from all of this nonsense that's being promulgated within them. This is something that each one of you as an American citizen actually has control over. What goes on in your schools, what goes on in your county, in your township, you have the constitutional right as a citizen to get down and dirty in the trenches and fight for the truth and what you believe in. So these things I pontificate on this show because I care about America. It is important that we as a people survive constitutionally. And thus, I make this claim that your community is the most important thing in your life right now. Join us tomorrow on the Power Hour. This broadcast for today is over. Dave Krieger with you with one parting comment. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.